This series takes a somewhat novel approach to nursing education in bringing mainly clinical investigators to the table, but we also explore the nursing perspective on interdisciplinary care, and I met with Ms. Frederica Preston to learn of her perspective on breast cancer care. To begin, Ms. Preston comments on one of the greatest personal challenges in the field, management of the patient with newly diagnosed metastatic disease.
I think there's a shock value for a lot of patients, and I think it's harder sometimes for them to kind of gear up for the fight against the disease at that time. It also, I think, depends on where they are in life and how far from their initial diagnosis. I think it's more of a shock value sometimes for people the further out they are. If someone's been disease-free for 10, 15 years and then have a metastasis, I think they can't believe it sometimes.
What are some of the things that you've been able to do or say to people that have been helpful to them in this situation?
Well, I think if it's a first recurrence or even if it's a second recurrence, right now we have so many more ways of treating patients. We have patients who are living longer and longer with metastatic disease and living full lives with metastatic disease. Sometimes we will connect one patient with another. You know, we have patients who are living 5 years or more with liver metastasis. And I think when you first hear you have liver metastasis, you think it's an immediate death sentence. But if you can, with therapies and with good supportive care, patients certainly can live longer and live full lives. And I think that's really where the direction has to be. Certainly if they're symptomatic, the first thing you want to do is treat the symptoms.
What do you see in terms of the spectrum of what goes on within families at this time point?
Well, obviously it depends on the family dynamics of each individual. Most of the time we see a lot of support. I think for breast cancer patients, more so than any other group of cancer patients, there tends to be a lot of support out there, both with family support, support groups, the media, the internet. There's a lot out there. And I think that spouses, family members tend to be very supportive at this time. But I think the other thing with women, predominantly if we're talking about women with breast cancer, is to maintain their lifestyle. And for a lot of women, we tend to be the caregiver. And that's a hard position to give up.
What do you see in terms of the dynamics where there are minor children involved? And what advice do you give to patients in this situation about talking to their children?
Well, it depends on the age of the child. I think children really from about age 3 have some idea of a difference in the family of what's going on. You know, mom isn't there all the time, or how come mom has no hair, or how come mom and dad are taking turns and all of a sudden dad's coming with me. And I think it's very important to kind of give the child enough information that they can handle, not to overwhelm them, but certainly to take it on their terms. There's a lot of excellent resources out there. Certainly there's child life specialists that we tap into for help. I think if you have daughters who are teenagers, it's very difficult. It's a difficult time because of body image. And so I think at each child's stage of development, and I encourage people to really contact the children's schools. I think that's such an important part of it because very often the child may act as if everything is fine at home, and then, you know, the first teacher meeting, you find out that this formerly very good student is all of a sudden acting out. So I think teachers are a very important part of the whole team when there's children involved.
I'd like to actually track into what you say to patients in terms of patient education about the potential side effects and risks of various types of therapy. And I want to start out, we're starting out here with metastatic disease. Maybe we can talk a little bit about what you say to patients to expect in terms of hormonal therapy.